Meet the 2017 National Federation of the Blind Scholarship Class. A photo appears on the page, the caption, The 2017 Scholarship Class. Back row, left to right, Andrew Sidlick, Rachel Metz-Wellington, Catherine Jacobson, Tabia Nadine Meyer, Chelsea Peel, Luke A. Schwink, Ayub Zurakat, a.k.a. Job, Cricket Beidelman, Sophie Trist, Shannon K.S. Canton. Middle row, Kosai Hussein, James N. Yessel, Wayne Thomas Smith III, Carla L. Scroggins, Regina D. Mitchell, Anari Brombot, Maureen Marcella Neatfield, Heather Simmons, Trin Fong T. Ha, and Jackie Mushington Anderson. Front row, Ibeth Miranda, Zainip S. Yilmaz, Cassandra Francesca Mendez, Lindsay Ball, Gloria A. Rodriguez, Afusa or Ifo, Alyssa Schock, Melissa Ann Carney, and Catherine Elizabeth Brafford.
Thank you, Mr. President. I love the fact that we just talked about bringing money in. Now we're going to talk about sending it out. Yeah. Now, I want to tell you just a bit about this class. This class is especially interesting. We certainly have a variety of people in it. We have very few lawyers, for one. We have a whole lot of people who want to be psychologists or therapists, and I don't see that very often. So wishing Jeannie was here to mentor all of them, but I'm sure she will over the year. And this is a class that I have to dub as the class that does not know how to be brief. So I'm hoping they'll prove me wrong, but when we asked them to briefly describe their career goals, I think one of them did it in less than three lines. And last night at NAMS, I think a third of them went way over their time. So please, 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 guys, prove me wrong on this one, okay? First up, and I'm assuming we're ready, is Jackie Anderson. She is a Tembrook, you guys, and a Tembrook is someone who's won a National Federation of the Blind Scholarship more than once. We have two in this class. Jackie is first, and she is from Georgia.
Hey, Jackie.
Through my involvement with the First Bell program in Maryland 2008, I've learned the importance of parental involvement in developing Braille literacy. This is what I will continue to study as I pursue my doctoral degree, where I'll be focusing on parental involvement and its impact on Braille literacy. I want to thank the Federation for believing in me. Thank you.
Thank you, Jackie. Good start. Lindsay Ball, Maine, New York.
Hey, Lindsay.
I will be attending SUNY Brockport this fall to earn my second bachelor's degree in adaptive physical education. I was a Paralympic athlete in Sochi, and so I will be helping other blind and visually impaired students learn that they can be athletes and physically active. And I do that as a volunteer right now. I'm the vice president of the Maine Organization for Blind Athletic and Leadership Education.
Yeah. We also have a lot of people in this class that are very physically active. I love that too. Cricket Beidelman is next. California, California!
First, I'd like to thank Patty Chang, President Riccobono, and the Scholarship Committee for believing me and for awarding me the scholarship. Life is about sharing stories, so here's mine. I was adopted from China when I was three. China, where, if I had been unlucky enough to have a career, it would have been in prostitution. So, in America, I have so many opportunities, but I still recognize the unique problems that blind people face every day, because I'm one of you. The NFB has taught me to advocate for myself and to teach others to live the lives that we want. And so, next year I'll be attending Stanford University with the goal of attaining a PhD and becoming a college professor so that I can teach other people to live the lives they want. Thank you.
Yeah. All right, Abby, you still with me? We're sticking with California. We have Miss Catherine Brafford.
Hey, Kathy.
Good morning. So I'm fascinated by the intersection between science and religion. So I'm majoring in plant sciences at the University of California, Davis, and minoring in religious studies. I hope to become an Episcopal priest specializing in ecological issues. I'm really thankful to the NFB for all the decades of work that have gone on before I was born, as well as the specific support that I've received. Without NFB, my dreams would just be fantastical impossibilities. Instead, they're tangible. I want to pass on that help that I've received. As part of that, I have become vice president of the Southern Oregon chapter and president of the Oregon Student Association. I'm having a wonderful time at my first convention and learning a ton from all you amazing people. I'm so honored to be a scholarship finalist and look forward to continue learning here.
Yeah.
Thank you. When I give you two states, the first state is the student's home state, and the second state is the state in which they will be attending school. So I give you Inari Brombat, Illinois, Tennessee.
Hi, everyone. So this is my first convention, and this fall I will be starting my freshman year at Belmont University in Nashville, and I am pursuing a degree in music and entertainment business. So, you know, if you want a record deal, hit me up in 4 years. And I'm so excited to be here at my first convention. This place is amazing. I love everyone's enthusiasm for our cause here, and I look forward to getting to know all of you over hopefully the next many, many decades. Thank you.
I do not recall this state having a finalist in quite some time. So is Hawaii here? No, apparently not. I guess not. Getting ready for the luau. Shannon Canton.
All right.
Hello, fellow federationists. Thank you, Scholarship Chair Patty Chang, President Riccobono, and the Scholarship Committee. What does live the life you want mean? At 17 years old, I believed it meant girls, junk food, sports, and accepting that blind people could never be parents or ever have a job. At 27 years old, I'm helping raise my baby nephew. I'm reading him Braille books almost every single day. I'm pursuing a degree in my master's in business administration, and I am an active member of the National Federation of the Blind, and I am living the life I want and living the life I deserve. Thank you.
Yeah.
Next up, Melissa Carney, Connecticut, Massachusetts.
Hi, everyone. I'm a rising junior at Mount Holyoke College, double majoring in English and psychology. I want to start by thanking the Scholarship Committee for this incredible honor. This is my first national convention, so it's been a great experience, and I'm taking every opportunity to further my independence. Ideally, in the future, I want to become a clinical psychologist, and I feel that the NFB has given me chances to be more of a leader. So thank you.
You are very welcome. Most of this class is not shy, but this young lady is a little bit shy, she'll tell you herself. Her name is Trin Ha, Arkansas, Arkansas.
Hi, everyone. It's a huge honor for me to be here today. I moved to the U.S. from Vietnam in 2012. I'll be going into my second year at the University of Central Arkansas studying nutrition. I want to be a registered dietitian or a chiropractor. Yes, I'm blind, and yes, I miss Chang said I'm a little shy, but I have not and will never let my blindness or my fears stop me from making my hopes and my dream become reality. Thank you, everyone, and have a great convention.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, where's Missouri? We're going to Afton Harper.
Well, I'm fresh out of high school. I have I will be going to Missouri State University in the fall as a freshman with some college credits, and I will be pursuing a major in journalism with a minor in photography. I've had a lot of struggles with my photography career, but I've found adaptive technology that I'm actually able to use for my camera. So that's wonderful, and I hope to meet some more of you throughout the rest of the week. Thank you.
Texas is very well represented. First up from Texas is Kosai Hussein.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Ms. Betty. Thank you, Mr. President. As I mentioned before, when I lost my vision in 2006, I was studying to become a plastic surgeon. But I lost my vision, and then I switched to psychology. And then I am studying right now to become psychology, study on Austin Community College. And then I serve on a board for Austin chapter. And also I serve on a board for a student affiliate in Texas. And I'm mentor, the program mentor in Texas. And the last one I will not give to y'all, but I will give a letter. Like, when you hear like south, east, north, what do you come to in your mind? No. It says Ambassador of a Newsline. If we put them together, it will be a Newsline. Thank you, y'all.
I've never heard that one before.
Yeah.
This next young lady has spent her life in the Federation. Catherine Jacobson, Minnesota, Minnesota.
So I just graduated from Hamline University with a double major. I am really proud of my 3.9 GPA, but I believe that most of my growth came from outside of the classroom. I've held 10 leadership positions in my university, including being editor-in-chief of our literary and arts journal. I've held life-changing internships at the Jernigan Institute and the United States Senate. In the fall, I will be starting my Master of Public Health at the University of Minnesota, and I hope to conduct nonpartisan healthcare policy analysis. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Thank you. Our next recipient likes to wear flowers in her hair. Cassandra Mendez, Ohio, Ohio.
Good morning, Federationists. This fall, I'll be continuing my Bachelor of Science at The Ohio State University in The Columbus, Ohio, in The Computer Science Engineering. And I've been honored to serve in the National Organization of Albinism and Hypopigmentation as a writer for the Quarterly Magazine for 3 years. And ultimately, I would love to go into the field of access technology to help us all live the lives that we want. Thank you.
Our second Tembrook Fellow, Miss Tabia Meyer.
Yeah, Tabia.
Good morning. Thank you, Scholarship Committee and National Board. I am a Master of Social Work student at the University of Denver to serve youth in marginalized communities. I am honored, grateful, and humbled to be here. I serve the Colorado Association of Blind Students and Denver Metro Chapter. I deeply appreciate you, our leaders, on whose shoulders I stand, benefiting from your sacrifice, learning from your wisdom, and continuing your legacy as an activist, on whose shoulders I truly hope future generations stand with confidence. Thank you.
Yeah.
Returning to Texas, Ms. Ebeth Miranda.
Hello, everyone. I would like to begin by thanking the Scholarship Committee again for giving me the opportunity to be here today. Thank you. I am currently working on a doctoral degree in developmental education at Texas State University. My goals for the future are to be an educator and a researcher to help students in post-secondary education persist and complete their educations. Thank you.
Our next finalist is newer to the Federation, Ms. Regina Mitchell, Nevada, Nevada.
Yeah, Regina.
Thank you, Patty Chang, and thank you, Scholarship Committee, for investing in me. I really appreciate it. Currently, I'm a student, a non-traditional college student attending University of Nevada, Las Vegas, and I am majoring in psychology as well as neuroscience. My goal is to become a cellular immunologist, which is going to, I would like to research and have a treatment for autoimmune deficiency diseases. Thank you so much for investing in me, and I hope to have a lifetime fellowship here with the Federationalists, and I'm just so proud to be here. Thank you so much.
All right, Regina.
Keeping it out west in Colorado this time, I bet a lot of you know Miss Maureen Neatfeld.
I had no confidence in myself as a blind person before receiving the message of the National Federation of the Blind while receiving my training at the Colorado Center for the Blind. I am now able to share that message with my students at CCB and also through my YouTube channel, Breaking Blind, where I have over 15,000 subscribers. I am studying human nutrition and dietetics at Metropolitan State University of Denver, and I hope to empower others through health and wellness. Thank you to the committee and to the National Federation of the Blind.
Thank you so much. The committee meets in April, and they're always threatening to get me a name I can't pronounce. They say they're just going to pick an applicant for their name. I'm sure that's not what happened, because this gentleman's going to MIT, but I hope I get this right. Ifuse Oriefo, Virginia, Massachusetts.
That was good.
Good morning. I would like to thank Miss Patty Chang, the scholarship committee, the NFB, and the board of directors for giving me this wonderful opportunity. For a long time, my life has been all about overcoming the odds from racing and taking part in the school's mountain bike team to leading my high school science Olympiad team. Just like my fully sighted peers, as Nelson Mandela once said, it always seems impossible until it's done. In 10 years' time, I see myself in a research lab in investigating therapies for cancer and other genetic diseases. I once again thank the scholarship committee for believing in me so much.
Yeah. Thank you. All right, I know Everett's awake because he's right next to me. Chelsea Peel, Utah, Utah.
Hi. I first want to start out by thanking both the scholarships committee as well as my own affiliate who has pushed me to be the person that I am today. I'm a junior at Utah Valley University studying behavioral science with an emphasis in family studies with the ultimate goal to go into law and advocacy. I know how it feels to feel like I don't have a voice, and I plan on spending the rest of my life being a voice for those who need one. I read a quote once that said, great leaders don't start out with the mission to be a great leader. They just start out wanting to make a difference, and that's all I want to do. I thank you so much for investing in my future, and I promise to show you that you won't regret this. Thank you.
From the opposite corner of the country, from Washington, Gloria Rodriguez.
Maxine Long Kingston once said, in time of destruction, create something, a poem, a parade, a community, a school, a vow, a moral principle, or a peaceful moment. This is the quote I live by, and maybe I took it a little too literally because I seek to study destructive natural disasters, prep, and recovery. I grew up as low-income, first-generation, and blind. Absolutely nothing was expected of me, but I quickly learned that anybody can create something and create their own legacy no matter who they are. Thank you very much. I love you all.
Yeah. Our next finalist has the dubious distinction of being my second best dance partner, Mr. Luke Schwenk, Kansas.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you to the committee. Thank you for everyone in the NFB that has taught me that it is, in fact, respectable to be blind. And this has led me to a career in what I think I excel at is talking a lot. And that talking is used for sport marketing. I love going out and making new relationships. I love facilitating needs that I can discover, and you can't discover those needs unless you talk to people. So I'm routinely yelled at by my wife and my superiors that I stop and talk too much. I would encourage you all to stop me and talk to me because I don't care. Thank you.
That is Luke, 100%. Carlos Craggins, California, California.
Good morning. First of all, thank you to the scholarship committee, to the board, and hello, Federation family. I will be attending University of California, Davis in the fall as a junior political science major. I intend to then continue with a concurrent degree program to reach a law degree and a master's in political science, ultimately reaching my goal of a PhD in international relations. I hope to work in the international community, potentially, hopefully, policy analyst, something like that. So, and I appreciate very much the investment that's been made in me by this fantastic organization, and I look forward to spending a long time just giving back. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Our next state does, I think, the best job in the country of promoting our scholarship program. Disproportionately, they always have as many applicants as states like Texas, Illinois, New York, California, but it's New Jersey, New Jersey. And from New Jersey, I give you Alyssa Schock.
Go New Jersey! Go New Jersey. Good evening, or good morning, oh my goodness. So I want to thank the scholarship committee for giving me this opportunity because I'm studying to be a mental health counselor. I'm studying psychology at Fairleigh Dickinson University, and to that end, I am also currently answering calls on a hotline for people who are suffering from struggles with sexual violence. And I also recently, I've been tutoring a student in fourth grade and helping her. And I'm hoping that those opportunities will help me live the life I want as a mental health counselor, and thank you to the NFB for also helping me along this goal. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. This class does represent living the life you want. If you notice these students, all of them have lots of things that we can be proud of, whether it be inside the Federation or outside. Next up is Ms. Heather Simmons. She's from California.
Good morning. I would like to extend my gratitude to the President and Scholarship Committee for bringing me to my first convention. I just graduated with my bachelor's in English from Cal State Bakersfield, and I will enter the master's program at Cal State Stanislaus this fall. I'm quite active in both journalism and theater in my community and on my campus, and one day I hope to be a literature professor. Thank you.
All right, where's Maryland? Thomas Smith.
Good morning, everyone. I would like to first thank the Board of Directors and Patty Chang and the Scholarship Committee for this wonderful opportunity. I am going to the University of Maryland I will gain a bachelor's degree in both computer engineering and electrical engineering, and I hope to work with people like Cassandra to increase the technology that we have at our disposal to help us with accessibility. Thank you very much.
I've seen our next applicant step up most often to assist in things like marshalling so far. Mr. Andrew Sidlick is from Ohio, Ohio.
Hi, everyone. I am a PhD student at The Ohio State University studying disability studies and American literature. I teach students about the misconceptions and prejudices towards blindness and other disabilities and When I graduate next year, I hope I continue to be able to do that working with students. I've presented my research all around the country and world, including recently at Paris, France, and I have been involved in founding a student disability group, and this is my first convention, and hopefully the first of many. Thank you.
We hope so too, Andrew. Moving to Louisiana, Sophie Trist.
So a few of my fellow scholarship finalists have come to you with wonderful, inspiring quotes and words that have been passed down. I am going to be a rising sophomore at Loyola University, New Orleans, where I'm pursuing a degree in English with a focus in writing. I hope to use my work and my talent to make the dreams of the National Federation of the Blind a reality. And I want to thank the NFB for helping to make my dreams a reality.
Rachel Wellington is from Georgia.
Good morning, everyone. I just graduated high school. In high school, I served as captain of my school's dive team for 3 years, and for 2 years, I was a leader for a student-led youth group. I'm entering the University of Georgia with a major in biological engineering with a focus in assistive technology, and I hope to enter law school to study patent law. This is my very first convention experience and my very first experience with the NFB. And that being said, I am ready to join the ranks of blind people who overcome obstacles and shatter expectations. Thank you.
I love it. Very nice to hear. Now, I enjoy seeing states that we don't see very often. This one is from North Dakota, North Dakota. Mr. James Yesel.
Yay, James.
Hello, everybody. I would like to say thank you to the scholarship committee and the federation in general. And I'm going to be attending Dickinson State University. I will be a senior this semester, and I'm going to be majoring in business administration and human resources. And my goal is to be an entrepreneur. Many entrepreneurs will tell you that you should do what you want to do. The more you hesitate, you know, the more the opportunity could be missed. And I think the NFB would agree with that. I think we should do what we want to do, and we can do what we want to do. Thank you.
All right. From the South, Arizona to be precise, I give you Zeynep Yolmaz.
Good morning, my Federation family. I am originally from Turkey, and still hoping that we would have a convention in Istanbul.
No.
In Turkey, unfortunately, we do not have many opportunities for blind people to have core blindness skills and even career options that they want to go for. But I was really lucky to have my blind mentors who believed in me and really supported me to become an independent person who does not listen to others, especially the ones who have low expectations, like my teachers. In 2011, I came to the United States. I received my master's in rehabilitation psychology from the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Right now, I am pursuing my PhD in rehabilitation counselor education at the University of Arizona, and my ultimate goal is to train future rehabilitation counselors who will not have low expectations.
Wow, all right.
Yeah.
Thank you so much to the Scholarship Committee to give me this wonderful opportunity. I am really honored to be one of the scholarship recipients, and thank you so much.
You're welcome. Last but not least, I give you Job Zuriket, Texas, Illinois.
good day to all of you. I'm originally from the Middle East. I'm Jordanian. I got my undergraduate degree in theology and philosophy, and then a master's degree in human services. And I intend to get another master's degree in clinical psychology from Wheaton College, hopefully leading to a PhD. For the past 12 years, I've had the honor of serving troubled teenagers and university students all over the Middle East, and I hope to be able to do that here as well through my master's and then leading to the PhD. I want to quickly thank two groups of people. In this movie called The Shawshank Redemption, there's this one line that I had carved on a plaque, and the line goes like this. Hope is a good thing, maybe the best of things, and no good thing ever dies. So first, I want to thank the NFB for teaching me how to turn a disability into a hope. And the second group of people I want to thank are really, by disability, I am family, but by race, I'm an outsider. So I want to thank Americans. I've lived here for 2 years, back in 2013, and I'm going to be living here now, and I have been welcomed by nothing but kindness and love and honesty. So thank you, NFB, and thank you, Americans, as well.
A photo appears at this point, the caption, Maureen Neatfield. At the banquet, Maureen Neatfield won the $12,000 Kenneth Jernigan Scholarship. Here is what she said.
Oh my God, this is a surreal moment for me. When I lost my sight, I dreamed of being confident, and I dreamed of being independent and successful. I dreamed of being able to go back to work and go to school. And thank you to the Colorado Center for the Blind and the National Federation of the Blind. My dreams became a reality. Thank you so much to my husband, David, for your love and support. Thank you to the scholarship committee for your mentorship and your investment in all of us. Thank you to all the members of the National Federation of the Blind for giving me love, hope, and determination. Let's go build the Federation.
Following is a complete list of 2017 scholarship finalists and the awards they received. In addition to the awards listed below, each finalist also received $1,000 and additional prizes personally donated by Dr. Ray Kurzweil, $1,000 from Google and the newest Chromebook, and a $1,000 certificate to the purchase of Independence Science Technologies, specifically the new SciVoice Talking Lab Quest. $3,000 NFB scholarships, 14. Lindsay Ball, Anari Brombut, Melissa Carney, Trin Ha, Afton Harper, Kosei Hussein, Catherine Jacobson, Abeth Miranda, Afosa Oriifo, Gloria Rodriguez, Alyssa Schock, Sophie Trist, Zeynep Yilmaz, and Ayub Zurakat. $3,000 Expedia Scholarships, 2. Cassandra Mendez and Thomas Smith. $3,000 Adrian Ash Memorial Scholarship, Andrew Sidlick. $3,000 Charles and Melva T. Owen Memorial Scholarship, Carla Scroggins. $3,000 EU and Jean Parker Scholarship, James Yessel. $3,000 Charles and Betty Allen Scholarship, Cricket Beidelman. $3,000 NFB Science and Engineering Division Scholarship, Rachel Wellington. $3,000 Larry Streeter Memorial Scholarship, Heather Simmons. $5,000 Charles and Melva T. Owen Scholarship, 2, Shannon Canton, and Tabia Meyer. $5,000 Mimi and Marvin Sandler Scholarship, Luke Schwink. $5,000 Pearson Scholarship, Chelsea Peel. $8,000 Oracle Scholarship for Excellence in a STEM Field, Regina Mitchell. $8,000 Oracle Scholarship for Excellence in Computer Science, Catherine Brafford. $10,000 Jaws for Windows Scholarship, Jackie Anderson. $12,000 Kenneth Jernigan Scholarship, Maureen Neatfield.